It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, October 27th. I'm Patricia Naft. A healthcare center in Olathe that primarily sees low-income and uninsured patients is expanding. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
River Valley Family Health Center is opening a location in Montrose this week. A majority of the health center's patients are on Medicaid, Medicare, or don't have insurance. Last year, River Valley moved into a larger site in Olathe. However, Debbie Harrison-Zarkis, the organization's CEO, says they've already outgrown it.
So we're opening a clinic in Montrose for a couple of reasons. One is that we need more space to see more patients. And the second is 53% of our patients live in Montrose. So it just made sense for us to go to them so they don't have to drive to Olathe to see us.
The Montrose site opens this Wednesday, and the ribbon-cutting ceremony is Thursday. Harrison Zarkis says it will have a doctor, physician's assistant, nurse practitioner, and a licensed therapist on staff. They will also have someone to help enroll people in Medicaid, Medicare, and other programs. As a federally qualified health center, River Valley is different from other practices. It receives 29% of its funding from the federal government.
We get an enhanced reimbursement rate for Medicaid, which means we get more than the typical provider gets to serve those Medicaid patients. And what this does is that helps us not only serve the Medicaid patients, but it gives us the funds to be able to see the patients that don't have insurance also.
Harrison Zarkis says River Valley is accepting new patients. And since August, the health center has seen more than 750 new patients and is hoping to reach 1,000 by December 1st. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
For people that do have health insurance, some big news was announced last Friday. Health insurance rates will increase next year. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
For individual plans, plans not provided through the workplace, premiums will increase by an average of over 9%. Each year, insurance companies submit proposed price changes to the state. This is Vince Plymel with the Colorado Division of Insurance.
Insurance companies had a full year's worth of data, real claims data, on which to base their requested premiums this year. In 2014, the whole ACA thing was new. They couldn't cherry pick and exclude people based on their health, and so that was going to be the new thing. So they had actuaries do their best reasonable assumptions, but it was still just based a lot on assumption.
He says that because they're working with a complete data set for the first time, they're raising the rates. The statewide average raise of almost 10% per individual plan is also just an average. With any average, some numbers are lower and others are higher. Denver's increase is about 6%. The average increase for health insurance premiums on the Western Slope, 25%.
This comes down to something that is not new to the ACA, not new to the world of health insurance, and that is geographic disparities, geographic differences in the cost of health care, in practice patterns, in lots of things. The basic issue is the cost of health care is higher in that geographic area, so it tends to drive the costs of insurance up. And, it's about, in some areas, there just aren't enough providers, doctors, or hospitals. It gives those hospitals, those doctors, more leverage.
Plymel urges that everyone check out the marketplace during open enrollment to find out which plan works for them. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
24 states, including Colorado and Wyoming, have joined together in a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Power Plan. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce tells us it's the cornerstone of President Obama's climate agenda.
The plan says the country's power plants need to cut carbon emissions by a third by 2030. It's up to states to implement this, and the 24 state attorneys general say that's beyond the EPA's authority. Most of these AGs come from red states, typically leery of environmental regulations like Wyoming, but Attorney General Cynthia Kaufman of Purple Colorado says she's not against the underlying goal of the plan.
I'm not opposed to caps on carbon dioxide emissions, but I do think that the state has the right to determine its own destiny.
North Dakota's Attorney General has said he intends to file his own lawsuit against the rule. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
Colorado takes center stage tomorrow when the GOP presidential hopefuls hold their third debate at the University of Colorado Boulder. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was also recently on campus. As Benta Berkland reports, CU students say all the activity is engaging younger voters ahead of the 2016 race.
Freshman Eliza Leeson is a humanities major. She was among the roughly 9,000 students who attended the Bernie Sanders rally.
I loved seeing so many people there. There was a lot of students. It was cool. It was my first time being in like that type of situation. I really like what he says. I think he's connecting to the younger population.
Sanders' message of income inequality and attacking big banks on Wall Street also resonated with religious studies graduate student Scott Myers. He says the campus has what he calls Bernie fever.
Literally every single friend of mine on Facebook, the vast majority, are posting about Bernie Sanders and how enthusiastic they are about his candidacy.
But enthusiasm for the GOP presidential debate on the liberal CU campus is less palpable. Leeson says she leans Democratic and is especially not a fan of Donald Trump.
What I think about Trump is everything he says seems a little ridiculous to me.
Mobilizing younger voters will be key to any electoral win. Seth Maskett is an associate professor of political science at the University of Denver. He says both parties will be spending a lot of time in swing states like Colorado.
The fact that this debate is in Colorado, suggests that, Republicans do see this as an important state and they will be trying to contest it.
Maskett thinks Trump is actually bringing more people into the political fold much earlier than they would be otherwise.
Through his celebrity status and somewhat outlandish behavior. For people who don't necessarily have any interest in supporting him, but are really just kind of excited by his unusual approach to campaigning.
Freshman Kendall Bonvison is an environmental engineer and newly unaffiliated voter. Whether it's Trump, Sanders, or Clinton, she hasn't decided on any candidate.
Generally, I'm fairly conservative on most topics, but since I am an environmental engineer, when it comes to like the environment and things, I'm fairly liberal. This is like the first year I've ever been able to vote, so now I'm like, wow, I've got to pay attention and think about these things, because my opinion counts.
For Democrat Scott Myers, he is focusing on the issues and says he wants candidates in both parties to pay more attention to his top concern, reforming campaign finance laws.
Our candidates are beholden to special interests, or unions, or whatever side of the issue you happen to fall on. I just think that the idea that money is speech radically disenfranchises the vast majority of Americans.
As for the debate itself, Professor Maskett says he's curious to see if a Colorado-specific topic comes up, such as the growing Latino population or pot.
The marijuana legalization issue has come up in a couple of previous debates. This is a state, obviously, where that's a very relevant issue, where legalization has been moving ahead pretty quickly, and it's already a pretty important part of the state's economy.
Even though many students interviewed for this story were not Republicans or don't follow politics regularly, many said they would be watching the GOP debate out of curiosity. There have been protests over the limited numbers of seats available for students and faculty to watch it in person. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Thanks to those who gave to our pledge drive, but we still need a bit more to hit our goal. Help us out at kvnf.org. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.